FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Stephen Curtis Chapman. Christmas time again. 12:32 is our time at the lunch break, and I have a special guest on the line right now who wants to wish you season's greetings.
Hey, how you doing? It's Matthew West here. Wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Hi there, Matthew. Great to hear from you. How's your holiday season going so far?
You know, so far, so good. You know, online shopping and
yeah.
Trying to stay safe. And we're preparing for a really special Christmas concert that we're going to be broadcasting from the West House. My whole family's involved, and so we've been busy getting ready for that. And just, we love this Christmas season. I'm sure you can agree with me that we need Christmas right now. So excited to close out the year in the Christmas spirit.
You know, I haven't been to a concert in about a year, and I think a lot, I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of our listeners, we miss concerts, and so this is a great opportunity to reconnect with you and what's going on with your family. I know things are a bit different this holiday season with the coronavirus. How's your family been doing through the pandemic?
Well, you know, just like you and your listeners have missed concerts, I speak for all the artists in saying that we miss doing concerts, and we look forward to that once again. You know, in all honesty, it's been a hard year for the West family. It's been a hard year for everyone. You know, my parents both had COVID and had a really hard 4 weeks, and so we're thankful that their health has been restored. The kids, my two daughters, have, you know, made it through all the craziness that this year has brought us, and yet we've seen God be so faithful even in the middle of a hard year. And so this Christmas, we're really coming to the end of the year celebrating just how God has brought us through. We could take a deep breath and say, hey, we made it. We made it through a tough year, and we know we didn't make it on our own strength. And that's hopefully one thing this year has taught us, that we can't make it through this life without God's help. Thankfully, we don't have to.
And it seems like you've maintained your sense of humor through this. Back in the spring, you recorded a song about quarantine life when things were shut down. And it looks like you got your family involved in that project. How did that idea develop?
Well, you know, songwriting has always been a release for me, you know, and sometimes I'm releasing worship. Sometimes I'm releasing questions or discouragement. And other times, and in 2020, on more than one occasion, I've needed just to release some crazy. You know, you get a little cabin fever. So we wrote a little song called Quarantine Life that people seem to enjoy. That thing kind of went viral, and it was sort of an ode to 2020 and all the craziness we were experiencing. And then, of course, around Thanksgiving, we released a song called Gobble Gobble. And my family, you know, in the year of 2020, you can go on Amazon and buy 6 turkey costumes and no one thinks you're crazy for it. So we had a lot of fun. And it was a way, it started out as a way of just me finding ways to, you know, bring a smile to my daughter's faces most of all. And then we thought, you know, maybe this could help some other people find a little joy this year.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you were able to make lemonade out of a lemon that was handed to you. I know some industries have been affected differently by the virus. How would you describe the changes, maybe some of the challenges of facing this pandemic as a music artist?
That's a great question. You know, I think, you know, we had touring taken away from us. I mean, we lost, gosh, about 85 concerts were canceled. And to be honest with you, there doesn't seem to be much of an end in sight. You know, 2021 looks like a lot of it's going to be canceled as well, at least for right now, unfortunately. So, you know, I think it's been a year. One of the big lessons that God has taught me is just to remember that God is not a one-dimensional God, and neither are the people that he creates. And so you might get, you know, for me, I might have gotten used to going on tour and thinking, well, when I'm on stage, that's how God uses me. And that might be one of the ways that he uses me, but 2020's taught me a bunch of new ways and started to get me thinking that, you know, maybe I've been too one-dimensional in my dreams and in my thinking. And so whether it's writing new songs or releasing a podcast and doing some different fun things, even like this Christmas virtual concert, you know, how cool is this? I can't go on tour this weekend to do a Christmas tour, but I can do the Hope of Christmas virtual event from my home and have people from – Pennsylvania to Tokyo, Japan, all watching in one evening. And so I think it's just like that, to rediscover that God's thinking is way beyond ours. The Bible reminds us that his ways are higher than our ways. And this has been a year where I've begun to look up perhaps more than ever and trust and dare to believe that God's still up to something. His timing is perfect. His plan is perfect. And it's way better than my own. So I'm going to lean into his plan and lean away from my own.
That's a good way of looking at it, Matthew. You have found a way to bring us a Christmas concert and some Christmas joy, some Christmas cheer this weekend. It's called The Hope of Christmas. Now, I understand your family will be part of this. How many are in your family?
Well, in my immediate family is my wife of 17 years and my two daughters, Lulu and Delaney.
Yeah.
And then my parents live with me as well.
Okay.
And so, and then my extended family is my my band. You know, my band and my crew, and haven't been able to spend as much time with them as I would have loved to this year. And so they're going to be joining me for this really special Christmas concert. It takes place over the course of 2 days, and there's four different show times so that everybody can find the show that works for them and their family.
And it sounds like it's more than just a concert. Like, what would you say are some of the special features of this event that will make it so special?
Yeah, you know, we really wanted it to be, it's almost like Saturday Night Live, but safe for the whole family.
Mm.
So,
uh-huh.
You know, we've got some funny skits. I mean, this is the guy who brought you Quarantine Life and Gobble Gobble. So I would just say get ready for all the goodness there.
The Matthew West Variety Show. Coming soon to a stream near you.
That is right. That's exactly right. It's going to be so much fun.
Matthew West events called The Hope of Christmas, happening this Friday and Saturday, as Matthew mentioned, 7 and 10 o'clock both evenings on a live stream. One ticket's going to enable you to see the event for your whole household, and you can find a link to it at WJTL.com. Just click the Hope of Christmas banner, and that will get you connected. That word hope, Matthew, it's such a timely word. Many people looking for it. How does hope connect with Christmas for you personally?
Well, you know, the thought, this is what I've been thinking about lately, is, you know, let every heart prepare him room. You know, and I've been thinking about how crowded my heart has been at times in 2020, crowded with negative things. You know, 2020 has tried to crowd my heart with discouragement, negativity, fear, right? Uncertainty. You know, it's been worry. It's been a lot of things that have crowded my heart. And yet, in the Bible, we're reminded that our God stands at the door of our hearts and he knocks. And Christmas time is a beautiful time for us to remember and perhaps maybe hear that knocking at the door of our hearts. Unlike a lot of the innkeepers who didn't answer the door, they made no room for Jesus. Let us be like the one innkeeper who did make room, and he recognized that he could be in place to receive. And I think about that. I think about what it looks like to realize that hope is knocking at the door of your heart this Christmas. And will you make the choice to maybe put your phone down for a moment or turn off Netflix and of course, watch our Christmas concert, but everything else, you know. But to have those moments where you choose to prepare your heart and prepare room and answer the knocking at the door of your heart. And when you do, the gifts that Jesus offers you will push out the negative things that crowd your heart and replace it with good things like joy and comfort and peace and love. And of course, that word that we need so much right now, that message of hope that he offers us at Christmas and every other day of the year. So that's my encouragement to anybody listening right now, of what the Lord's showing me in my life.
Thank you, Matthew. That's a great focus point as we head toward Christmas Day. And I thank you for taking time with us. I know that you have a lot to prepare for this weekend. You're probably pretty busy. So thanks for taking time with us. Looking forward to seeing your event this weekend. Again, Friday and Saturday evening, 7, 10 o'clock. What is it? They can pick whichever time they want. Is that how it works?
Yeah. You pick one of the four times that works for you, and then you can gather your family together or whoever lives with you. You know, it's one ticket per household, so you don't have to pay per person. We wanted to make sure that it was affordable for everybody. And there's some fun VIP packages as well if people want to have a little pre-party where I hop on and hang out with people and stuff like that. So there's a lot of different fun options, and I'm just so thankful to partner with your radio station. And your listeners can know that when they buy a ticket, they're also helping to support your radio station, which is fun to be able to partner with you guys. You guys do so much for artists like me throughout the year, and I'm thankful for that.
Click the Hope of Christmas banner at WJTL.com for details. Matthew, I always enjoy talking with you. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas from our family to yours.
Thank you, my brother. Merry Christmas to you, and I look forward to having everybody join us for the Hope of Christmas.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I know my wife and I are planning to watch.
I love it.
All right, well, here is the new song from Matthew West. It matches the upcoming event this weekend. Here's the Hope of Christmas.